Hello?
Hang up the phone.
Huh?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker. Or I'll hang it up for you.
Who are you talking to?
You! You better hang
up
that
phone.
Who are you calling? You better hang up that phone, or you're in trouble.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Hang up the goddamn phone. Hang it up.
What number are you calling?
I'm calling your number. You better hang up that phone. If you don't hang
it
up...
I'm going to call the phone company on you. Who are you?
I'm not going to tell you who I am. You hang up that phone. You know who I am.
Who are you?
You just hang up the phone. Quit asking questions and hang up. You're going to make me really mad if you don't hang up.
Who is this?
Hang up the phone. Don't ask me that again. Hang it up. Put the phone down.
Nancy, get on the cell phone and call 911 right now. There's some weirdo on the phone here.
Hang up the phone.
Why are you threatening me?
You better
call
hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Quit playing on my phone and hang up. You called me.
Who?
You better hang up.
Who is this?
I already told you I'm not going to answer.
No one.
You need to hang up the phone. The phone's not a toy. Just hang up the phone and this will all be over. Hang it up. You're too scared to hang up.
Too scared to hang up?
Yeah, hang it up.
I'm going to find out who you are, buddy, and you're in big problem. I don't know what the hell you are, and I don't know who in the hell you're talking to. Who in the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Hang up your fucking phone.
You fuck you, you cocksucker.
You better hang it up.
Who in the fuck are you, you motherfucking rotten son of a bitch? Who the fuck is this?
You hang up that phone.
You come and make me hang up this goddamn phone.
You know how ridiculous you sound? Refusing to hang up your phone. It's me, man. I was just messing with you.
Who is this?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Who is this?
I was just kidding. Hang up the phone. Hang it up. I'm not playing around.
Who is this?
Hey, you hang up the phone. Because he's too scared to.
Who is this?
You better hang up the phone. Just hang it up. Quit asking dumb questions and hang up your phone.
You hang up.
You hang up. I'm not hanging up shit. You better hang up
the
phone.
Who do you think you are calling here?
Get on the other phone and call the cops and see what the fuck this is.
You better just hang up.
What number are you calling?
I'm calling your number.
Yeah, well, what number is it?
I don't have to tell you. Just hang up the phone.
Why don't you try making it?
Making what?
You don't even know who you're talking to.
Hang it up. Let's call the cops.
You better hang up. Hang it up now.
This is Mark.
Mark, hang up the phone. Ha, she hung up. I win.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I'm telling you to hang up the phone.
Who is it?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Who is it?
Hang up the phone.
I mean, who this is?
Listen, goddammit. Hang up your phone.
Who is it?
Hang up the motherfucking phone, Mark.
Who is it?
You go ahead and hang up, my friend, and we can be done with it.
No, you hang up, and we'll be done with this. Fine, if he's not going to hang up, I'm not going to hang up. I don't have to hang up. I'm going to make another call to another person without hanging up. We're going to make a three-way call.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
Well, why did you fucking call me?
It's none of your business. Just hang up the fucking phone.
I'm not hanging my phone up either. He called and did the same shit with me.
You better hang it up. I command you to hang up the phone. I command you both to hang up the phone.
Why? What are you going to do to me?
Nothing. Just hang it up.
Well, tell me you love me. I'll drive up to a cop and beat your ass.
No, you won't. You can't beat anyone.
Yeah.
Just hang up the phone.
You go ahead and hang up, asshole.
No, you hang up.
I'm not hanging up the phone.
You better hang up the phone. Not you, ma'am. I need to talk to you about the raccoons. The other guy needs to hang up the phone.
Gosh, are we losing?
I'm still here. You better hang up the phone. Both of you hang up. The other lady hung up. She knows what's good for her.
No, hell, I didn't.
I know you didn't. I just wanted to hear you chime in.
You picked the wrong bitch on the wrong day, buddy. I'm telling you.
Well, you need to hang up the phone.
No, you hang it up.
You called up. You called up, and we're not hanging the phone up.
Hey, hang up your phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
You motherfucker calling me?
I don't care. You hang up the phone.
Don't play these fucking games. I got time for your fucking little punk-ass fucking game.
You better just hang up. Just shut your mouth and hang up the phone.
Oh, I better. Okay, I'm staying out on the fucking phone. Now show me what I better fucking do.
Just hang up the phone.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
You're afraid to hang up.
And why would I be afraid to hang up?
I don't know why you're afraid. Oh, he hung up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Sue?
Yes?
Hey, it's March 23rd, 2017.
Yes, it is. May I ask who's calling?
This is Brad from the Snowplow Show, and today's sponsor is James S4. Okay, hang up the phone.
No.
Yes, hang it up.
Who are you?
My name's Brad from the Snowplow Show. Hang up the phone.
Hey, Brad from
what?
The Snowplow Show.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
So what's good news with snowplows?
I don't know. I don't care. Just hang up the phone. Right now. You hang it up.
No, I don't feel like it.
Well, you better hang it up.
I'm going to stay on the phone as long as I damn well feel like it.
You better not. Because I have things to do, and I can't just sit here on the phone, so you hang it up.
You know, I don't appreciate assholes.
Well, you should. You
so
know, maybe it'll spice up your sex life.
Just so you know, this is completely, if something ends up happening with anything with my business, man, I've got your number, and I will hunt you down like a fucking dog and
Whoa.
Shoot you like your rabbit.
Jesus. What number do you have?
You understand me?
Which number do you have?
Do you understand me?
Well, can you tell me what number?
Do you understand me?
What number do you have?
You're not messing with anybody who is an idiot. I will hunt you down.
You're an idiot.
And shoot you like a fucking rabid animal. Do you understand me?
Don't blame me. James S4 is the sponsor.
I'm going to blame you all the way.
But I didn't even...
I will
James
S4. Hunt you down.
Anyway, hang up the phone.
I hope you understand that. I'm not hanging up the damn phone.
I hope you hang up the phone. You better hang it up. You just hang it up right now. Do as you're told, woman. You hang up that phone. What are you doing there in the background? What you doing? Sue? You didn't have to call me an asshole. That wasn't nice. All I asked was for you to hang up the phone. That's all. Just hang it up. Just hang it right up. So anyway, guys, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 23rd, as I mentioned to Sue just a minute ago. And today we're challenging people to hang up the phone. And as you'll see, they just refuse to do it. It's hilarious. I mean, Sue's just sitting there listening to me talk about this, and she won't hang up. I bet you we could just sit here all day, and Sue would just sit there and not hang up. Because she's too afraid to hang up. Oh, weird. The line got oddly silent just then. It's almost as if Sue just hung up the phone. There it is. She hung up the phone. So a lot of people have been telling me I need to do a new Hang Up the Phone episode. And a listener named UserFan, he even emailed me that song that you heard on the beginning of the show. The one with all the satanic guitars in it, and with the clips of the past Hang Up the Phone pranks. That was by UserFan. He sent me an email with it. He said it's totally remixed and remastered. He sent me another version of it before. And he tells me, don't forget, this was created with one electric guitar and digital robots. Creating the rest, I support our new robot society, and I know you do too. Image attached to show the tracks used, and I'd love to hear a new Hang Up the Phone show. You know, if you get around to it sometime. Love you, user fan. Hold on one second here. Gotta make a quick call.
Hello?
Hey there. So even though James S4, he sponsors the show today, it's user fan's fault that we're doing a Hang Up the Phone show. So hey, you, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Just hang
who
it up.
Who is this?
Don't worry about who it is. Just hang up the phone. I don't want to talk to you.
How about not calling me again?
Well, how about just hanging it up? That's right. He better hang it up. Just like Frank here. He's going to hang it up too. It's I'm calling these numbers off of a list that Sarah O2 sent to me a little over a year ago. And she wanted me to tell these people that their homes are going out of business because they didn't spend enough money for the last year and a half, as you've been tracking their expenses. The data that you collected told you that they didn't spend enough money for their household, so they have to move out of the house by next week, and the house will be sold to a higher bidder.
Hello?
Justin.
Yeah?
Hey, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, hang it up.
Okay.
Right now, just hang it up. Justin, way to not challenge authority there. Just do what you're told. He would have made a perfect Nazi. You know what Nazis did, don't you? They hung up the phone when they were told. Just like Justin does. So anyway, sorry, Sarah, that I'm not using your idea of telling people that their home's going out of business. Oh, hey, Kevin?
Yes?
Hey, hang up the phone. Anyway, I'm very sorry, Sarah O2, that I'm not using your idea of telling people that their homes are going out of business. Maybe I'll do that at some point. This is a really large list. I don't know where Sarah gets her lists from, but they usually just include a first name and a phone number.
Hello.
But they... Oh, hey, Tony?
Yes?
Hey, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, hang it up.
Why?
Because I said so, jerk.
Who's this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
No.
Yeah, you better hang it up. You probably won't hang it up because you're scared.
Of what?
Just of hanging up the phone.
Oh. Why would you call then if you want me to hang up the phone?
I don't know. I misdialed, okay? All right, Tony, just hang up the phone.
No, I don't want to hang up the phone.
You better hang it up.
Ooh, wow. You're a tough guy.
That's right, pal.
Okay, pal.
What are you doing today? Getting ready to hang up the phone?
Why would I want to hang up the phone? You called me. What do you need?
Don't you have better things to do than just sit here and talk to me?
Well, you called me. What do you want me to do about it?
I told you it was an accident. I meant to call someone else. So just hang up.
Who'd you want to call?
I wanted to call Ron.
Ron?
Yeah, he lives in a whole different area code. So just hang up so I can call Ron.
Why do you want to bother Ron?
Because me and him have things to talk about, motherfucker. Don't worry about it. It's mine and Ron's business.
Nah, it's my business. You called me.
I'm just going to put Ron on three-way if you don't hang up the phone.
Go ahead, put Ron on three-way.
Oh, watch me. I will.
The person at 5.
Shit, Ron's not answering. Just hang up the phone, okay?
Because Ron don't want to talk to you.
I guess not. But I don't want to talk to you, so hang up the phone.
Well, why'd you call me in the first place?
I don't know. It was an accident. I already told you that.
Well, how'd you get my number?
It's in my phone book.
For what? Who are you?
I don't have to tell you. It's just
well,
in...
you know me. Why don't you want to
it's in my
talk to me?
It's in my cell phone.
Why would it be in your cell phone?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
I'm going to worry about it.
That's it. I'm calling Bob.
You call Bob.
Oh, I will. Ah, shit. Bob's phone is busy. He doesn't even have caller ID. What a hobo. Oh no, Tony hung up when I did that. I swear, I didn't hang up on him accidentally. He just completely hung up on me when I tried to three-way Bob on the phone. I feel like I should be timing all of these so we can determine who didn't hang up the phone the longest. But I'm not. That's too much work. Fuck that shit.
Hello.
Hey, Ron?
Yeah?
Hey, hang up the phone. Okay. Ron's gone, everyone. I'm pretty sure I sounded like Ron's commanding officer back in Vietnam. So he just snapped to attention, slammed down the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Diana?
Yes?
Hey, hang up the phone.
What?
Hang up the phone.
Okay.
Right now.
And the reason...
What? Aw. She was going to ask for the reason, but I interrupted her. Damn it. Why did I do that? Here, let me call her back and let her know what the reason was.
Hello?
Hey, you were asking for the reason? The reason is because I told you to. Just hang it up.
Well, I'm not going to pick it up again, so you better tell me what the heck's going on.
No, I don't want to tell you anything. I want you to just hang up the phone. You just hang it right up.
Oh, she's getting blocked.
What? Oh no, she's going to block me, you guys. Now what do I do? I don't want to be blocked.
Hello?
Hello, Philip?
Yes?
Hey, it's Brad from the comptroller's office.
Yes?
And I needed to let you know that your home's going out of business. You didn't spend enough money last year. We've been tracking...
You know what? I don't even own a home.
Oh, I don't care. I'm saying that the home that you're renting, it's going out of business.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Bye.
It is so. You hang up that phone. I don't think he heard me tell him to hang up the phone, but I'm going to take credit for that one anyway. There, Sarah O2, are you happy? I did your idea. And it actually worked. He got kind of pissed off. And he hung up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Loopy?
It is.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Loopy?
Yes.
Hang up the phone. Just hang it up. There we go. Thank you, Loopy. The name is spelled L-U-P-E. I thought it'd be Lupe or something. But she didn't sound like a Lupe. So I'm just going to assume she's Loopy. I think I was right.
Hello?
Hi, Tracy?
Yeah.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, hang it up.
Hello?
Hey, Gary?
Hello?
Hello, Gary?
Who's this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, hang it up.
Oh, okay.
Do it. Damn it, Gary. I thought he was going to argue with me.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Well, that's the end of Sarah O2's list here. Thanks, Sarah O2, for sending me that list over a year ago. So I'm going to move on to another list sent to me by Dennis, it looks like a year and a half ago. Dennis says, hey Brad, in recent shows you've been calling a lot of people from neighborhood directories that people sent you, so I got a few of my own that I found, and here they are. So I'm just going to call a few of these homeowners and tell them to hang up the phone.
This is John.
Hey, John, hang up the phone.
Okay.
Do it. You hang it up.
Hang up what phone?
Hang up the phone that you just picked up. Release the line. There we go. Thanks, John. He hung up.
Hello?
Hello, Anne?
Hi.
Hey, Anne, hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Anne, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I'm telling you to. Just hang it up.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. We're not going to talk or anything. Just hang up the phone. Jeez.
Please don't call me again.
I don't plan to. I don't even want to talk to you. I want you to hang up.
Then why are you calling me?
Well, just don't worry about it. It was an accident or something. Whatever, you know, just hang up. Hurry up. I don't have all day. Okay, she's gone.
This is Sharon.
Oh my gosh, Sharon? Sharon?
Yes.
Thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
This is a business line. This is Tata Communications.
Okay, you don't have to yell at me. Jeez, what was that about? It didn't sound like a business line.
Hello?
Hey, Darrell?
Yeah.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone.
No, you hang up the phone. I'm not hanging up the phone. You're hanging up the phone.
For what?
So we won't have to talk to each other anymore, because I don't want to talk to you.
Who is this?
Just don't worry about it. Just hang up your phone. Release the line.
Hello?
Hello. Darrell?
Who is this?
It's Brad. Hang up the phone.
Brad who?
It doesn't matter. I don't want to talk to you. Just hang up.
No, I'm not hanging up.
You better hang up.
Who is this?
Oh, I already told you.
Who are you with?
I'm not with anyone. I'm with myself. I just want you to hang up the phone. Well, that got him to hang up for some reason.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
Yes.
Hello there, Nobby. How you doing?
Nobby?
That's... Yes. Anyway, just hang up the phone. Hang it up. Kathy just threw me off saying that. Nobby?
Hello?
Hello, Victor?
Hello?
Hello, Victor?
Yes.
Hey, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Why?
Because I said so. Just hang it up.
Who is this?
You hang it right up.
Who is this?
I'm with the phone company, and I'm commanding you to hang up the phone.
Ah, fuck you.
Hey, you can't say that to the phone company. Motherfucker.
Command my ass. Who the fuck are you?
Command? What are you talking about? You want me to command your ass?
You said I command your ass, command my ass. Fuck you.
Oh, I get it now. That's a good one. Ba-dum-tsh.
Hello?
Hello, Sherry?
This is she.
Oh, hey, Sherry. Could you hang up the phone?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Nobody. Nobody. Just don't concern yourself with it. Just hang the phone right up.
Well, I'm going to say a prayer for you because apparently you're confused.
No, I'm not confused.
Can I help you in any way?
I'm not confused at all. You're the one that's confused. You don't know how to hang up a phone.
Well, I will. It's my phone that I'll hang it up as I wish.
Well,
right now, I wish to see what kind of person is on the other end.
Well, I don't want you, I don't want to get to know you. I just want you to hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
I won't. I won't.
Release the line.
No.
I need my phone for other things, so please, please release the line.
Is it you're only going to call other people's brother then? Now tell me who this is calling, because I'm too old for games.
I won't call anyone else. And if you're too old for games, what are you sitting here for?
Listen, Buster, you can hang up just as easy as I can. I'm staying on the line.
Well, no, I'm staying on the line. And you're hanging up.
Oh, okay. Watching the television. Reading a magazine. I've got all day to
do this. Playing on Facebook. Checking my feed. Looking at my messages. Looking at my friends' pictures. I wish I could flip the pages of my Facebook as loud as you can flip the pages of those magazines. Just to prove my point. Then you'd be sorry. I'd teach you. Hey, Sherry? 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 Sherry! Well, I'm just gonna call Sherry's husband, then, on the other line. Damn it, Sherry's turning up the TV now.
Hello?
Hello, Dick? Dick? Dick, hello?
Hello?
Dick, can you hear me?
Yeah, who
okay,
is this?
Hey, I'm sorry about all the noise. Sherry won't turn down the TV. She's being a real jerk.
To officially put her old marriage with Rob.
Dick?
Yeah.
Hey, can you hang up the phone? Just hang it up. Sherry's being annoying. Dick? Dick? Dick, can you tell Sherry to turn down the TV?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
man.
Please, hurry up, real quick.
Who am I talking to?
It's Brad.
The way we sound today is an idea you heard.
I can't hear you because Sherry has the TV up loud. He just told her to turn it down. Dick.
Now, who are you?
Hey, Dick, don't worry about who I am. Just
who are you, damn it?
Just hang up the phone.
I'm not messing with you. Who are you?
I'm not messing with you either. I just want you to hang up the phone.
Give me your name.
Nope. Not going to do it. Because I don't want to talk to you. I want you to hang up.
You want what?
I want you to hang up the phone.
Screw you. It's my phone. And you called it.
So?
If you want to hang up, hang up.
No, I want you to hang up. I don't want to hang up.
I'm not hanging up.
Well, I'm not hanging up either.
Are you having fun with both of us? We got a lot more here in the family that can talk to you. We got a lot of time.
Could I have their numbers, please?
No, they're here in the family. We'll be putting you on with some police whistles in a few minutes. But you're staying on just
police
long
whistles.
Enough for my cop son to track you.
That seems like abuse of
stay
power.
Stay on a little bit longer, will you? He's having a little trouble with his device, but he's working on it.
Which device is he using?
I don't know. I'm not a cop.
Well, what's the model number? What's it say on the corner of the device? Actually, I don't care. Just hang up. Oh, somebody hung up. Dick hung up. I thought you had lots of family members to hang out on the phone with me. But they're just dropping off, one by one.
You still there?
Yes, ma'am. Don't blow the whistle. Don't do it. No! What is that, bagpipes? Shit, you guys, what do we do? I know what we're going to do. We're going to play some voicemails. And Linda's bagpipes.
Enjoy that. I've got a lot of one coming up.
Could you do it for a little bit longer? Because I'm going to do the voicemails. Thank you. Yeah, so while Sherry's playing the bagpipes, we are going to listen to a few voicemails from the listeners. Sherry, hello? Oh, Sherry just... she hung up on me. I thought that was going to be really nice, having the bagpipes in the background of the voicemails. But nope, Sherry messed it all up. Thanks a lot, Sherry, for that.
Hey, Brad, it's Cisco Kid.
Hey, Cisco
Calling
Kid.
Calling in today to report on your occupation.
Oh, great.
It's sad for me to guess,
That's
but I've
what
narrowed
I'd
it down.
Love to hear.
And I'm guessing you are a prostitute, Brad.
Ah.
And it's really sad.
I knew someone
that,
would figure it out.
I've connected the clues. It's like CSI. I have the cork board and the pictures.
You have the GPS coordinates.
You talk about working out of home, and you have clients,
yep.
I know who your pimp is.
Definitely a prostitute.
Sunshine is your pimp.
Oh, hello. Hey, Lloyd? Linda?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Linda?
Yes?
Sorry, I was listening to voicemails. Hey, could you hang up the phone?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm trying to listen to voicemails. Can you just hang up the phone?
Who is this?
This is Brad. I'm trying to do my show. I'm doing the snowplow show.
Well, I don't know why you called me.
I know. It's silly. I don't understand it either. Just hang up the phone, okay? Hurry up. Hang it up really fast. There we go. Thanks, Linda. Sorry about that, Cisco Kid. Linda's kind of rude sometimes.
With all this in mind, I took it upon myself to become a Patreon patron.
Yay.
So now I'm donating $10 every month. So
a Patreon, Patreon.
I'm not a prostitute anymore, Brad.
Thanks.
All right. Hope for the best for you.
I'm not going to die of AIDS for sure now. Thanks, Cisco Kid.
Hey, Brad. It's Alan. Not really sure why I called. I just figured I'd say what's up and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Alan.
Just want to say a big shout out to Jeff, aka my dad, aka someone who loves the Snowplow Show.
Aww.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Connie. Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. Listen to my voicemails. It's Brad.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm not bad. Are you sitting down?
Why?
Because, I don't know, I thought that would be an easier position to sit in, to be in, while you hang up the phone.
Yeah, well, who is this?
It's Brad. Just hang up the phone.
Brad Osmus?
No, Brad Carter. I do the Snowplow Show on the internet.
Oh, okay.
You know, that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You hang up that phone.
I'll talk to you later.
No, you hang it up. Okay, now you can continue.
Listen to it together and bond over the sound of
Aww.
Brad's voice.
Aw, yeah. That's kind of weird and creepy, actually. But shout out to Jeff, this guy's dad.
Hey, Brad. It's Mr. Potato Head.
Hey there.
I'm commuting to hematology school right now.
Oh,
and I was listening
so smart
to your show,
of you.
You mentioned Neil Hamburger and how you're a fan. And I'm like, oh, my God, because Neil Hamburger is alter ego, Greg Turkington. Or is it Greg Turkington's alter ego?
Hell if I know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That works. Greg Turkington, the guy that does Neil Hamburger, is in my other favorite thing. Like, my first favorite thing that makes me laugh is the show. And then my second one is this TV show he does with Tim Heidecker on Adult Swim.
Never heard of it. I should watch.
Cinnamon. It's hilarious. So those are, like, the two things in my life right now that make me giggle uncontrollably. And, like, you mentioning Neil Hamburger just gave me chills. But if you don't watch it already, you should check it out.
Okay,
really
I will. Somebody, because I'm too lazy to do this, but somebody should post a link in the show notes to a YouTube video or something of this alleged show that's on Adult Swim. Shit. Situation room. This is Brad.
Hey, what's going on, Brad?
Oh, nothing. Just doing things and stuff.
You making a new show?
Sort of.
Oh, shit. There you go. Yep. You get any emails about fucking with those Christians?
You're interrupting it.
Oh, well, whatever. Hang up.
No, I actually haven't gotten any emails about the Christian show yet. So that's good.
Oh, that's good. It was funny, dude. It was funny. I have to give it to you. It was great.
Thanks. I try.
All right. Talk to you later, man.
Wait, no, wait. Hey, hang up the phone.
What? Yeah, all right.
Hang it up. Just hang up the fucking phone. Jeez. Come on. Here trying to do a show and he just keeps interrupting me.
Hey, Brad. It's Publicist. I just wanted to say good job on releasing lots more shows, so you're not a hobo anymore.
Thank you.
The other thing I'm kind of wondering is it seems like you're going really easy on a lot of the recipients. So maybe you can, like, take a vote in the chat. But I can't remember when the last time I heard you say, let's see, one of my favorite lines, like, don't cuss at me, motherfucker.
I guess I'm just going
those are
soft.
Some of the best. And if you could include those, maybe I'll get on Patreon. Maybe not, but maybe I will.
So okay.
I guess, talk to you later.
I guess I have to curse more and stuff so I can get more Patreon subscribers. I gotta be edgier. So I can get more Patreon subscribers and stuff. Guess I need to be edgier.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Charlotte?
Yes.
Hey, hang up the phone.
What?
I said hang up the phone. Are you deaf or something? Just hang it up. Charlotte, are you still there? No, she hung up. I guess she was having troubles finding the hang up button.
Brad, it's not Brad.
Oh, hey.
You gotta check out this hashtag justice for Brad's wife on the Cracker Barrel page.
Whoa.
And there definitely needs to be a Cracker Barrel themed show this week. Or you're going to be missing out on a grand opportunity.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Grab hold of some pop culture here. All right, Brad. Take care, man. Bring back the phone show.
Okay. Not Brad. Thanks for the tip. Apparently, I need to check out the hashtag Justice for Brad's Wife on the Cracker Barrel page.
Hey, Brad. It's me again.
Hey.
I was just curious.
Me again.
A while back, there was this prank call by Hail Gloria... Where she calls
Hail
this
Gloria?
Like restaurant, and she's pitching this TV promo to this guy or something, some old dude at this all you can eat buffet thing.
Makes him throw
anyway,
throw things, right?
She basically gets the guy to like throw the chicken at like this random bunch of people. I've been looking for this call like everywhere and I can't find it. And I remember, I know you don't, you know, keep up on your old shows and all sometimes, but.
I just have
a
bad memory.
Like, you brought it up in an episode, and I believe you actually called the guy once. And the guy was saying how, like, upset he was, and, you know, how he was going to get his ass beat, and how, like, you gave Gloria a stern talking to.
Yep, I sure did.
Yeah, I was just curious if maybe, there's, like, a link to it. I can't find it on YouTube, I guess. I don't know what happened to her account. Maybe it got shut down.
Probably.
Anyway,
knowing Gloria.
Up, I'm out. Thanks again. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know where to find that call. I remember it, too. It was pretty amusing. Gloria convinced some old man at a buffet to, I don't know, throw some sort of food at the cook behind the buffet counter. It was kind of amusing and kind of mean, but maybe somebody can put a link to that in the show notes or in the YouTube comments, something like that. I don't know where to find it, but someone must know where to find that. Or if you just know the Snowplow Show episode that I played it in, that would be good.
Well, goddamn, the vernacular repetitive, I don't know if it's even repetitive, it's just it's caught on like wildfire.
Hey,
everyone's
Corbin guy.
Off their voicemails with, hey, Brad.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey, Brad. Hey, it's for horses, not for cows.
I kind of think Olga started that, didn't she?
Pigs,
I think it's Olga's fault.
Eat it. They don't know how. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Fucking
well,
people.
They
got
to figure out what to do about this little problem here, because the voicemail.
There's going to be riots.
Shit. Thanks, listener.
We don't want riots.
Hey, Brad. Cisco Kid.
Again?
I'm calling in to ask you if you had any plans for this year's April Fool's Day, as for a show or anything like that.
I do not.
And then my suggestion for a joke was actually going to be somehow incorporate in an evil twin somehow, a twin idea.
Mm-hmm.
If not, at least save it for Dinktober and then just blame everything on your evil twin.
That's a great idea.
I think that'd be a really cool idea.
You know what? This show, it has plenty of killer robots and hobos and gypsies and stuff, but there hasn't been enough evil twins on this show, and I think that needs to change.
And finally, what are your thoughts on the show, Mr. Robot?
Yeah, it's okay.
I know it's all about hacking and everything like that, and I haven't caught on to it myself, but I plan to soon, so
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Take care, Brad.
Same with me. I think I watched maybe 5 episodes of the first season of Mr. Robot, and it's an awesome show, but I just kind of stopped watching it and never got back to watching it again. But I want to, you know, I know that's a show that I need to see, especially since they used my name in that show without my permission. I need to check out that show and make sure there's nothing else my lawyers need to be aware of.
Hello?
Hello, Dan?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from the local comptroller's office.
Yes?
Hey, could you hang up the phone?
Well, you called me. You want me to hang up?
Yeah, hang up the phone. What, are you deaf or something? Damn it, why do people keep following my orders?
Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Yes?
Hey, it's Brad from the local comptroller's office.
Okay.
And, hey, could you hang up the phone?
Did I do what now?
Could you hang up the phone? Just hang it up.
Okay.
You just hang that up right now. And don't give me any back talk. There we go. Bill knows what's good for him.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the comptroller's office.
I don't know anything about that, but go ahead.
Well, I don't care. Look, just hang up the phone, okay? Just hang it up.
What are you talking about? You called me.
I know I called you. I'm saying you hang up that phone. You just hang it up. Release the line.
You call me and you tell me to hang up.
That's
hang
right.
Up.
That's how we do shit here at the comptroller's office. You hang up that phone.
Good for you, you rude bastard.
Hey, don't call me a rude bastard. Motherfucker. There, person in the voicemails. Look at that. I said motherfucker to someone.
Hello, this is Tom. Yes.
Hey there, Nobby. How you getting along?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Look, just don't worry about it, though. Just hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I said so. Hang it up.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Everything's fine. Just hang up the phone. I don't want to talk to you.
You call me.
Well, I'm ending it, too. So hang up that phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it.
Who is this?
It doesn't matter who it is. Just hang up the phone.
I'm going to call you every 5 minutes all night long.
You better not. If you do, I'll hang it up.
Okay.
You just watch.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Tom's going to be surprised to find out that 420-6969 isn't a real number.
Hey, Brad. This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
I'm calling you from a payphone.
I can tell.
Off of 64.
I can barely hear you. I have to turn the volume up on the voicemails like all the way. And Google couldn't hear you either. It says transcription not available.
Right out of Illinois.
Yep.
At this rest stop, and they had a payphone. I picked it up, and it started. It had a dial tone. So I
did it automatically call into the PLA voicemail? Because that would have been pretty cool.
Went to my car and got 4 quarters to make this long distance call to talk to you from a payphone.
That's great.
Never used one before.
I think everyone should do that. Everyone, next time you see a payphone, you should have the PLA voicemail number with you and a bunch of quarters in your pocket, and you should go over to that payphone and call the PLA voicemail. Tell me where you're at and the condition of your payphone.
So,
if you're afraid for your life right now.
That was pretty fucking cool.
Yep, it
calling
is.
Calling you from a payphone. So.
Yeah, that's weird.
But yeah, I'm going to try to get my money back out of this thing when I hang up the phone.
You hang up the phone,
also,
motherfucker.
Been loving the show.
Thank
it's been
you.
Pretty good. Really good, actually.
Even though I don't say motherfucker enough.
It's been making me laugh. Appreciate it. And
no, I appreciate it. You hang up the phone.
Cactus.
Hang up your payphone.
Cactus. Alright. Bye. Bye, Brad.
Bye. That was probably my most favorite call from a payphone ever.
Hello?
Hello, Suzanne?
Yes?
Hey, could you hang up the phone? Suzanne?
What?
Hello?
Who is this?
I was talking to Suzanne. I was telling her to hang up the damn phone.
Who is this?
My name is Brad. I'm doing a podcast right now. It's called The Snowplow Show. I'm just calling up people, telling them to hang up the phone. So you hang it up, motherfucker.
Well, that's a really stupid thing to do.
No, it's not. Ouch. That hurt. That guy really went for the jugular on that one. Making me feel bad about my show. What a jerk.
Hello?
Hello, Brittany? Brittany?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm from the comptroller's office.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, I just needed to ask you, could you tell those kids in the background to shut the fuck up? We can hear them all the way over here, and it's ridiculous. We can't get any work done.
What? What?
I was saying, could you tell those kids in the background to shut the fuck up? Because we can't get any work done over here.
Where are... Who? What?
I'm with the comptroller's office. Just shut your kids the fuck up, please. Their screechy little voices are just tearing into my eardrums.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with the comptroller's office.
Okay.
And you know what? We're gonna give you a.
I don't even know who you are.
Right. Well,
I don't know how you got my phone number.
Right. Well, no, I'm the comptroller's office. We have everyone's phone number in town. But I'm just saying, we can hear your kids all the way over here. Tell them to shut up. Hit them if you have to. You know, just get them to be quiet. Please. Oh, okay. She hung up the phone. I think she's gonna go take care of the problem. And I forgot to tell her to hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Janet?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Just hang up the phone, okay?
Who is this?
It's Steve Dave from the comptroller's office.
Yes?
Here in town. Just hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I order you to, and you will do what I say.
All right, I am hanging up on you.
Oh, you better hang up. Oh, don't you hit touchstones at me while you hang up, lady. Well, you guys, I think it's about time to end the show. I've gone through all my voicemails, and I've called up half of this list that Dennis sent in to me.
Hello?
So, I guess it's the end of the show. Hey, Patricia, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, but I don't have time for small talk. Just hang up the phone. We're wrapping it up here. Just hang it up.
I have no idea who you are.
Oh, I didn't tell you who I was, so you wouldn't have an idea. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Hello.
And thanks, James S4. He's the sponsor of today's show. Oh, hey, Keith?
Yes?
Hey, hang up your phone right now. You hang it up.
Why?
Because I said so. You hang that up.
Who is this?
Is it a wall phone or is it a cell phone?
The cell phone.
Okay, well, push the button. Push the red button. You push that red button right now. Hang it up. Okay, he pushed the red button. Rich knew what was good for him.
Hello?
Hi, Donna?
Yes.
Hey, as I was saying before, before that guy interrupted me, James S4 sponsored the show today, but it's User Fan. It's his fault we're doing the hang-up-the-phone stuff.
What? What are you talking about?
What I'm trying to get at is just to hang up the phone, Donna.
Who is this?
This is Brad Carter. I do the Snowplow Show podcast on the internet.
I don't know. You had the wrong number.
No, I don't. I'm calling Donna.
Get off!
Whoa! Holy crap, Donna is really high strung. I was just trying to tell her about the sponsor and she freaks out at me. Anyway, if you guys like what you hear on the show, please support the show. You can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Either one is pretty much the same thing. Oh, hey, Marcus?
Yes?
Hey, why don't you just hang up that phone?
Why don't I hang it up?
Yeah, hang it up.
Okay.
You do what you're told, and you hang it up. Right now. Just $5 a month gets you extra shows every week, at least one extra show, the Hobosodes. There's no way to get them except to be a subscriber to the Patreon or the Phone Losers.
Hello.
Or whatever. Hey, Steven.
Hey, bud.
Hey, you just hang up that phone. You hang it right up.
Why is that?
Because I told you to. You release that line. You push that red button immediately.
What are you talking about?
So, hey everyone, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, and Steven, you hang up that goddamn phone right now.
Kiss my fucking ass.
What? That was completely uncalled for. I'm very offended by Steven's words to me. Just trying to do my outro here, and Steven's just being a dick. So, whatever, but listen, everyone, you need to do this prank that I've done for this entire show. You need to call up somebody and just tell them to hang up the phone and see how it goes. See what they say. Don't call locally. Make sure you don't call into your own state. Get on the internet. Go on whitepages.com and look up just some random person's phone number.
Sorry.
Just get on whitepages and search for your own name, but in a different state. Or search for a Brad Carter in some other random state. But don't call your own state. But you should definitely do this. Call up somebody and tell them to hang up the phone. Leave me a voicemail. Tell me how it went. Maybe you can even record it and send it into the show at rbcp@phonelosers.org.
This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. Bruce?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Brad. I do the Snowplow Show on the internet. I just wanted to let you know we're going to be ending the show with a song by Rappy McRapperson. So listen, hang up the goddamn phone.
What the hell?
You hang it up, Bruce. Just hang it up. Okay, he hung it up. Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Let's get in a duel. I'll fight you with my rap flows. Who will win the rap fight? Nobody knows. I'll rap hurtful words to you, because that's what cool people do. And with the powers of my backwards hat,
yeah.
I become very good at doing rap. My words are mean.
Cool.
And I hope that they hurt your feelings. I'm gonna say mean stuff. My cool words are really tough.
And slow.
Crazy tomfoolery, and it never gets boring. And And the party doesn't stop till 11 in the morning.
Then slow, then fast again, then super fast, then medium, then slow, then fast again, then super fast, then medium, then slow, then fast again, then super fast, then medium, then slow, then fast again, then super fast, then medium, then slow. I'm sitting back relaxing in my automobile. When it comes to rap, I keep it real. So holler if you feel me. Holler if you feel the need to jump on the ceiling. Holler if you don't care. And fly up high in the atmosphere. And do a spin. When it comes to rap, I'm in to win. Then slow, then fast again, then super fast.